This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a bald man with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rough blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet. Rocks!
He just says it's really good, Paige.
I can't wait.
Josh, that boy says this is going to be a good call. So the pressure's on, my friend. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Why is this? I'll just treat this as normal. What's going on? What did you call for?
all right. Basically, my wife's best friends and her husband, well, so our friends, you know, I guess you'd say, have been having a hard time getting pregnant. You know, it happens. Unfortunately, they found out that it was his problem. He's the reason.
Oh, Lord.
Damn. You know, they're real great together. They're
it sucks either way. I feel, yeah, though, as with a... Well, I can only say this as a man, obviously, but, like, I feel as though when that happens, when your health is causing it not to be possible on one side or the other, like, I feel as though it would be a harder time for a man. But I'm saying that as a man.
Why, though?
Because you're looked at like that's what you're there to do, to spread the seed.
It's a blow to the ego.
I think it's true. You can't birth a child. That's all you.
Well, but that's not like... Yeah, I know. I'm saying it as a man through the eyes of a man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. If I just thank the Lord that I could, because I have an awesome daughter and now an awesome grandson, that without these loins wouldn't have happened.
Do you really? Men feel the same way as women do? Like you have that need to have a baby?
I didn't, but glad I did.
Uh-huh.
But like I will really tell you, like I've told
you.
Others, a child is not your legacy. You are your legacy. Now, I will say this. Oops. Some more Hanson, everybody. It just scared me. Some Hanson popped back in. All right, so he can't, but she can.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Right.
All right.
And they both want to.
So he's called infertile, or is he barren?
It's the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's only one barren.
And being a very honest today. Is it the same?
Yeah.
Well, but barren seems, I know, president's son, but like, and also pizza.
You cannot procreate, so does infertile.
I know, but it's a harsh term. What would you say in societal standards today? You would say...
Babyless.
Like a woman who never married back in the day is an old maid, but now they are an independent woman who don't need no man.
See, that's a double standard. She's an old maid, but he's a swinging bachelor.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
the same way.
What would you, in today's standards, in the whole PC, whatever, what do you say about a guy that that's his situation.
I don't think it would ever come up.
Well, God, you're defeating my purpose.
That's not the same thing as saying a man
is impotent. If we were having this conversation off the air, impotent, is that it?
No, that means you can't fulfill a... erection. That's not.
Is that what that means?
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I thought impotent meant that you couldn't. You could have an emission, but the stuff wouldn't be in it.
Or you had like a low count.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get to your call before you get frustrated and hang up too. So, what's the question?
So shooting blanks is what I would call it, first of all.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
No, not to be graphic.
Yeah, but then shooting makes me think of gun violence, so that's not cool.
Sure.
Okay. So that sucks. Anyway, that really sucks. I'm not making light of the situation. That does suck. It really does.
No, I would never say shooting blanks to him.
Right.
No.
For
right.
instance. Yeah. But anyway. they're not going to split over it or nothing. They're really good together. They're solid as a couple. But they did say that they were going to start looking for an anonymous donor until my wife talked them into, maybe using me as it wouldn't be anonymous. Obviously, they know me pretty well. But little did I know they've been having these conversations for quite a while now. They've
your
been going
wife,
on for a while.
Your wife brought it up?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on board with it. She's on board with me being the donor.
Wow.
I'm sitting back. Like I said, they've been talking about it, the three of them together without me, for a while, and I just feel like I'm the only one not rushing into this.
That's
here.
Weird. Though.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Oh, him.
Yeah.
Is it through in vitro fertilization, or is it going to be, are you going to have actual intercourse?
Oh.
That is one of my concerns.
I don't think there's the, I'm pretty sure that it would be the in vitro.
Yes, you're
not. I did not say, okay, you go ahead.
You didn't.
I'll be
when,
right
when
back.
When she mentioned that, I think me as a person, if this was being talked about, I think I would have at least made that joke. Because I tend to make jokes when things are really deep and I'm trying to change the
If it went down that way, I would imagine it would be very Handmaid's Tale-esque where, the wife's in the room
yes,
and this is like a process.
That's cuckolding.
Like, this is just like, this is what it is for a couple minutes and that's it.
Because let me...
Can't kiss.
How bad of an ego blow would it be for the other guy if you do it and you're just one and done and she's pregnant?
Well, hopefully, he's probably glad he don't want her to bang her four or five times. Right? Or
good point.
Make love to, pardon.
You are supersede.
Why'd you say bang? That sounds so violent.
It does.
Sometimes it's fun, though, right? So,
yes.
So, God, man, that is... unless this is just... And trust me. I, the things I've seen and heard, and even from our callers as of late, the way people have relationships now, I got a big eye-opener with it with Tinder, with the women on there seeking out another man for their threesome and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Like, could be you.
Very odd, but what again, I keep saying that over and over again this week. Whatever floats your boat is fine if it don't work for me. If it don't work for me, honey, then I ain't into it.
Can
but,
I ask another?
Well, yeah, but with the whole thing about, like, I would almost guarantee you that it's going to be in vitro. She's not going to say, yes, go have sex with her. Oh, go. She just called. She's ovulating right now or whatever.
It does. They have been spending a lot of money, so it is a concern either way what their decision would be. It does cost money to do the in vitro fertilization.
Do you get paid?
No, that's the point, is I probably would not get paid. And this is something that's left unsaid, and as far as I know, undiscussed, but I have been left out of these discussions.
That's screwy right there,
so,
man.
So yeah. You might not even agree to it.
No, yeah, I am undecided for sure.
And how comfortable are you to go to a doctor, use some porno, and do that at a doctor's office? Because that's what you have to do.
I'll be doing it in the lobby.
No,
I could do that, and that wouldn't be necessarily a big problem for me. Okay. If I was also another concern is, am I on the hook for anything down the road?
I was going to say that. I thought you might get offended.
You would be the same thing as a surrogate. You would remove yourself from their family.
Yeah, but there's been
I should be, but we know these people, right?
Yeah, like yes. down the road, if they were to,
anonymous.
They were to split, like maybe, I mean, again, I'm not making light of the situation, but maybe like the kid grows up and they're all happy or whatever, and then the dad starts to get feeling down or whatever. He's like, God, that's not really my son and all this stuff. And then they cause problems.
Constant
they get marital problems.
Yep.
He leaves, and then she's like, hey, Josh, remember me? This kid needs some money.
Or what if she's like, this is a good looking kid. I want another one. Let me call Josh and see what he's got going on.
And then word starts to spread. Her other barren, I can't say that, incompetent, whatever you say, potent,
yeah,
impotent.
Something like that.
Shooting he's laughing. He's going through this tough time and I'm making him laugh. You know, God,
I feel like
this is going to sound crass. I would do that as a last resort if they get to the point where they can't find. But then again, I would. When you get an anonymous donation, you're still going to be able to look at their.
I don't know.
DNA to kind of like to no. see. You
the
would
DNA.
Because of. Now again, I'm walking into this blind right now. But I would say you absolutely would be told
from
that.
From a sperm bank?
Yes, because of...
characteristics, maybe, of a donor.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm just going to say what I'm thinking. If you're, let's say, a black woman, and you go in there and you get a sample, and it's from a white dude, like, they're going to tell you that. I think they have to.
Yeah, they'll tell you traits and characteristics.
Okay, so that's the same thing as race.
It's
not like
you're randomly getting a vial.
I think you get to pick.
See, but that's the problem in the world
home.
Today.
Is I would
ask
pick a black
a simple
woman.
Question like that, I had to just beat around the bush.
I think there's a catalog where you can look at their pictures at least.
Now, that would be weird. I don't photograph well.
But you know what, dude? If this was, like I said, essentially your wife's idea. I feel like you're kind of pigeonholed here.
Also, well, the fact you say they were talking about this for... Can you hold on a second, Josh?
Sure.
Okay, hold on one second. We got to go to break. If you have to, we'll talk to him off there. But this is in some deep talking here. If you're... You know, on one hand, what an honor it would be if someone says, hey... We like the way you look. I think you're going to live a long life. We'd like you to make another one of you for us.
Hell yeah.
I mean, what a nice compliment.
We want a kid that also wears shorts every day.
As long
Please
as...
Also, we don't know if he has kids or if he wants to have kids with his wife.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is he still on hold?
Yeah, he's good.
All right, Josh, I know you said you had to be in the office by 9. Just a quick question, though, and this several people have posed this on the text line as well. Do you and your wife have kids or kid, and or if you don't, do you have plans to in the future? Because if you don't yet and have plans to, like, you're... Even though on paper that's not your son, like, that's your son, right? I mean, I know the way people can say... You can raise someone and you can be the dad, like, you know, talking about the other guy here, but that's your son as far as birthright and all that goes. So I guess I just ask a very long, like, three-winged question there, but do you have kids or have plans to?
So, no, we don't have our own kids yet. And so that's another one.
Yeah.
That's another concern that's been rattling around in my head is not concern. I mean, neither of us are against having kids, and we haven't had, like, super... You know, we both want kids kind of eventually is what we kind of decided.
Right.
And in my head, perhaps the reason my wife has gone into this so deeply with them is that maybe without putting forth her own emotional ante, as it were, into this, she can kind of test my own waters, right?
Yes.
So basically, if I do the fertilization tactic with this, I would then have to go into the doctors, get tested, get my medical history drawn up, all that stuff. And so this could be her window into seeing if I, without putting her own, you know, emotional baggage into it.
I don't think that seems like that's one of my questions where I'm like totally looking at like the worst possible outcome out of that. But
it could be a byproduct.
That could also be true, though.
They're really, really good friends.
And it's also up to your mate if she cannot have any jealousy or anything towards the other woman who's carrying your child. That would be kind of weird.
But she's the right. one who he said initiated they've been talking it. About it, Lewis. That's like
her idea and the wife's idea.
That's why it maybe good. Adds to what you just said, Fat Boy. But I mean, your wife's not conniving like that, though, Josh. I mean, right?
I mean, no, I don't think so. But it could also be subconscious, you know.
Ah,
it could be a sort of
just like the hatred of the friend of having your first son. Like,
well, when the baby's born and then the hospital and you're there and it's your child, but it's not your child.
I often won't give advice like this, but I if you're asking, say Matt Man, give me your advice. Say that, Josh. Gotcha. Matt Man, give me your advice. We're live, Josh. Say, Matt Man, give me your advice. I need you to say
Matt Man.
Yes.
Give me your advice.
Okay, good. You asked.
Yeah, it works.
I would not. And I would say it from a way of, hey, I want you guys to experience this if you would like to. But if it's a last resort, I'll be your guy. If my wife's cool with that, I'll be your guy. But as a last resort only, because this could be problematic down the road. And if they see that, or hell.
Aren't they already there, though? It feels like they're like, this is last resort territory.
Well, what's the, I mean, go to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I don't think they call them a sperm bank, but whatever you call them. And you go there and you look through the catalog, just do that.
I would do that.
I would not do it, Josh. I hate to, like,
especially
that's my own advice. Yeah. Odyssey's or Ellenberg LLC or many others.
Josh sounds like a really handsome guy. He's going to have little.
Jesus, Paige, he's married.
I'm just saying, you sound like a good looking guy. And then what if she has like a little mini Josh running around that looks just like you and you want to bond with the child?
So that's the thing. He's got to be able to step away from it.
Yeah,
like,
forever. Pretty hard.
Like, but then be friends with them and continue to go through this.
There's mini me.
It's very transactional.
I wouldn't do it, Josh. I really wouldn't.
I mean, that's the one that I'm leaning anyway. It just kind of it's a deep, complicated issue, and I thought I'd give you guys a try for sure because I listen to y'all a lot.
Thank you, and feel free to when talking to them about this, play this for them, or if you're, I'd love to talk to your wife. Like, if she's down with it, not today, because we won't have time, but maybe one day next week, if she would. Because I would love to ask her sincerely, like, down the road, do you see this being a good fit for your friendship, that she's carrying your husband's baby, even though on paper it's not going to be, but by science and God, it is.
I know people that have been surrogates that they've carried babies for other
people.
Thank
you, Josh.
And they...
Oh, hold on, Josh. We'll get your phone number. Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
And they are mature enough to not worry about anything like that. That they just are that... They're great people. There's people out there that can do that. Personally, I couldn't.
But. I'm just saying, again, that was my own advice and not the company's, because I don't want to be... Matt, were you making some kind of birth control message today on the show? Okay. I'm just saying I would not...
All right, thanks, buddy.
As long as it's a...
I got it.
I mean, they seem like they're real close. And to ask, they're very close.
Got to talk to her. Look, I mean...
Got to.
I know women.
I'll put a bounty on it.
I know women.
Monster Jam tickets.
A lot of them, you know, when the girls, they stick together. But this seems like above and beyond. And if it was her suggestion, then.
Or maybe the wife doesn't want to have kids.
That's what I was thinking that too. Like
she's gonna have like a little nephew running around. That's kind of like she's gotta have closeness to because it's her son's kind or her husband's.
Like it plays out. Like grandparents say, you know, oh, we'll go spoil the grandkids, and we don't have to raise them. So
not everybody wants.
You know,
family.
You the same way. You spoil your grandkids?
I can see he does. He's probably big daddy.
He's
probably.
Yeah,
a couple times a year, you know. A
couple birthday and Christmas.
Birthday and Christmas. Like, that's all you're going to get.
Gets on the floor and plays with them.
Wow. Boy, you never know with these calls. And that's one of the...
Crazy.
One of my favorite parts of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nice job.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you want that pressure, because you've talked to the people.
Let's go with Doug.
Doug. Oh, man, you know what movie I think of? What is the movie? Blank you, Doug.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Blank you, Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good. First one. I should ask people this. Being the first one to call in on the All Advice Show, you feel nervous a little bit, or are you like, I don't give a crap. I just want some advice.
I mean, I'm kind of middle of the road. I'm a little bit nervous just being on the call, but I mean,
so many people are listening to you.
You should be nervous about the set of bowling balls he's probably smuggling in his drawers.
That's true. Did you just wake up, or you have huge test?
You're just happy to see him.
Yeah.
No. That this is a me all day.
All right. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, Doug.
Well, what's going on? Where you need some advice? That's not like Trace Atkins.
I mean, I honestly never thought I'd be in this position, but I'm having to rebuild my entire savings, and what's scary too about that is that my savings is like a backup in case, God forbid, I lose my job, and now I don't even have that security anymore.
Okay. Hell no. Or you got to buy eggs. One or the
I'm
other.
Afraid to ask. Did you get divorced?
No. Nothing like that. Well, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, I've been. Here's the thing.
All right,
I've
no more jokes then. You serious as hell right now. What happened? I thought we were just being kind of frolicking, but now he's
big situation.
Ooh, bad. All right, what happened?
Well, all right. So here's how it starts. I've been pretty heavy into cryptos, all right, ever since I can remember. It's been about 4 or 5 years at least. Yeah. And I've been around long enough to get, you know, to the point where you make a little bit of money. Nothing really where I can quit my job or anything, but, you know, right. Some decent returns.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky. And that's pretty much what that whole space is just getting lucky. I mean, you can track that stuff, but when crypto is hot, you got to get in and get out real quick.
Yeah. There's no trends with that like there is the stock market. It's like seasonal trends and stuff. You cannot look past that. Plus, it's going 24/7 while the stock market closes, you know.
It's so wild.
Exactly.
It is so wild.
Volatile, they say.
Very volatile. I mean, I told you yesterday, I lost thousands over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Now I haven't
lost. Which makes me want to get out.
I haven't lost anything till I sell, but right. On paper I lost thousands this weekend, and that's,
you just got to hold steady and see if the market bounces back.
There's no excitability about it at that point.
Yeah, but is there any with your 401k?
Well, I would not look to invest in that.
People
either.
That go looking at their 401k all the time and getting all pissed. I'm like, well, don't even look at it yet. Don't even look at it. Now, how much money are we talking about here? Because savings means something different to some people. You said that that's your, if I lose my job, this is the fun. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the crypto is not the only thing, though. Like, and this is dumb. I've let a few people borrow some money from me over the years, and I just never really got it back.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I got a little here, a little bit there, but it's not like, you know, I was promised. I'm talking like, you know, $2,000 here, another $1,000 there.
Yeah.
And I've gotten nowhere near that amount back. And I've asked, but I mean, like, what are you going to do? You just keep asking for it back? I mean, at some point, I got to ask myself if the friendship is more important.
Or friends?
Mostly friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of money, but is it enough money to end a friendship over? Like, so that's the other part of it.
We're talking about like a couple grand. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
The people, like the friends that borrowed the money, when you ask for it back, they're like, well, sorry, I don't have it. Or are they just like not acknowledging you?
Oh, no, they'll definitely acknowledge, you know, they know that they owe me money, but, you know, times are kind of tough all around, you know, things are going up, people paying more money for stuff, and
at least they acknowledge that they owe me the money. I have people that owe me money.
The excuse that I get is like, oh, yeah, I'll pay you back later, you know.
Right, yeah.
So what kind of dwindle are we talking about here?
Okay, good. I'm glad you broke the ice. Like, you want to put a number on this to kind of help everybody understand, or... You'd rather not, in case, because you did say your name. I will tell you that. I don't know if that's your real name or not.
I will say that it, you know, has been going on for a few years now. I lost maybe over $5,000. I would say that my savings was $20,000, and now it's kind of dwindled down to about $1,500.
Oh, wow.
That's a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's
Can I ask
thing.
How old you are?
I am in my early 40s.
Me too.
And I just need to know, you know, how do I rebuild my savings? I mean, what do you guys think?
You called the wrong damn show.
Oh my gosh! Don't ask me.
Hey, we were told, Fat Boy and I were told back during COVID to quit talking about crypto so much, because we were talking about it to the point where it sounded like we were giving advice, and we were not, because we were blind as a bat with it, too.
They were, like, you know, thinking we were skewing towards advising
like
people.
Like, we were trying to, like, hype up stuff. Like, no. I wish we had thought to.
Swing the market your way.
Yeah.
I mean, you seem like look, I know your savings are dwindled, but you kind of seem like you're somewhat of a money man. Like, I wouldn't go to a 401k and put money into that.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to, you know, get into some better investments that have a bigger return.
I mean,
some CDs, you gotta have something to boost it. Like, I don't know if you got anything you can liquidate to, like, put a big chunk in there with.
I don't know what the secret is. I know somebody who does day trade, and he's very successful, but I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm in my early 40s. I feel like I should have way more saved up by now, and I don't ever know if I'll be able to comfortably rebuild it.
You know, you do that thing, the online calculator that tells you, like, how much you need to have a month when you're older to retire, and those numbers are so silly.
It's always grim.
It's so grim, man.
Because anything can happen to someone. You say, what if you lost that because you had to repair something, or you had car? It just happens, so you need to move forward and think of better investments instead of going on a whim.
But when you say that, though, like, if he said, well, tell me the better investments. I mean, yeah.
You know, maybe
you can't go wrong with the NASDAQ 500.
Yeah, or, you know, get into some kind of business that...
I made a butthole of money last year on Meta. No kidding, on Facebook stock. I mean, like, nuts. But I lost money on Coca-Cola, which never loses. So it's...
I did my part, buddy.
You're going to do one. One's going to be up, one's going to be down. But you got to spread it all around.
Like, what's your attitude toward savings? Is it something that you think you might rely on to retire, or are you just going to be, like, always working? Because if you got that...
It's definitely important to me. Like, I definitely want to get to a point where I can retire. Okay. You know, I don't want to work for the rest of my life.
But do you have a number in mind that you need to have to sit comfortable when you retire?
That $20,000 was looking pretty good.
Yeah, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Like, $20,000 for your life savings? I mean, I'm not saying that with any kind of, oh, God, you don't have any money. But, like, I'm talking about retirement, like, $20,000. I mean, ooh.
Like, that's the attitude towards it. Like, you, like, look, well, he said he's looking to retire one day. Like, I wouldn't see it that way personally. I would always want to work or try to work if I could.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see it as like a nice little buffer, but nothing you'd have to live off of.
You got kids? Did you say if you're married or have kids or anything? Or should I not ask
I
you?
I am married.
Okay.
No. It's all right. Yeah, I'm married, but Yeah. My wife doesn't really handle the money, you know, and she doesn't really know anything about this.
That's where the real advice is.
She doesn't know. Oh my gosh.
Like, do I tell my wife?
Of course,
like, she doesn't handle any of the money.
Oh, Doug. Mm. I don't know, man. It's like, if she don't know.
Is it her? I mean, well, are you in a relationship where it's both your money? Like, are y'all shared in that way?
Joint bank account?
No, we try to keep our money kind of separate. We pool a little bit, but we try to be responsible for our own money, which, you know, ironically.
That's
I think
wise.
It should be that way till the 10-year wedding anniversary.
No.
Combine after that.
You know it's probably going to really work.
You might want to let sleeping dogs lie on this one, Doug.
But she may be better. She may give you some advice. She may be better with funds and, you know.
She is actually kind of good with money.
Yeah, I was the best one in my house. My husband would.
My mom paid all the bills.
What don't you understand about when you have bills to pay, buddy?
Yeah. Are you completely out of cryptos? Do you have anything left or?
I got a little bit left over. I got a few cryptos that I'm looking at, and one or two of them that I'm looking at right now.
But, there's no new ones on the horizon that are good, though, right?
Cryptos.
I mean, there's not.
The whole thing is just getting in and getting out real fast, you know?
It's hard to walk away from.
It is. Remember that one day in here during COVID where I showed you my number, and you're like, boy, don't get too greedy. Don't get too greedy. And what happened? I got too greedy.
The bottom fell out. It happens.
It literally went down 40% in one day. That's probably the same heat you felt that day. I'm not even. I was about to look at it now, and I was like,
"Now what you do? You didn't even have the Hawk 2 a coin."
To me, it sounds like you're playing the lottery with that kind of stuff. Like you're.
Wowee! Oh man, God, dog.
That's the thing that it hooks you to where you don't want to completely get out of it.
Where it could be your lucky day or it's not your lucky day, but it doesn't seem like that's a real plan for your future.
Yikes.
Doug, if you can get through it without telling your wife, like on your conscience, and I wouldn't say anything, but I mean, that's on you.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
They're all anonymous, so pick one and we'll roll with it. The All Advice Show.
You want an anonymous female, maybe?
Sure.
Yes. Hello, anonymous female.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So I am in need of some advice.
I can't tell if I like your voice or not yet.
I think I do.
Oh no.
No.
I think I'd like it more if I were by myself in here.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like if it was just you and I talking, I would appreciate it more. But now it's like I'm in an orgy phone call.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But I like it.
Here's what I need some help with, though, if y'all don't mind. I've got a great aunt. She's 76 years old, and she has no filter on her mouth. She says whatever she wants anytime. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she has done my whole life is just constantly criticize me, the way I look, my weight, my hair, how I raise my kids, you name it.
Yeah.
And, you know, she does this to everybody, but the rest of my family somehow just laughs it off and lets her do it. And they're just like, oh, that's how she is. But honestly, I've hit a point where I'm sick of it and I'm done with it. And I don't want to be around her. And if I tell my family that, or I do something to not be around her, I'm going to catch
hell.
Issues. Yeah. I don't want to cause a huge fight in the family. Yeah. So how do I handle this?
Well, the first thought is, like you said, I mean, people go, oh, she's in her 70s. She doesn't have much time left. But you said she's been doing this your whole life, and you sound like you're in your 20s, I'm guessing?
Yeah, late 20s, let's say.
Okay. quit talking, fat boy. You're messing up my fantasy.
that was her.
Oh. What? So, is it... no one else seems to be bothered by it. So that probably means you're catching it more.
Maybe because I'm one of the youngest in the family. I mean, they say that she has earned the right to say whatever she wants because she's old. Yeah, I don't believe that either. I'm not into that.
Are we talking like an old 76 or like a spry 76 where she could last probably another 25 years?
Oh, I don't think she's got 25 in her. She's doing okay, but she's an old acting 76, you know? Mm-hmm. She's not one of the cool ones.
Is she just hypercritical, or is she really getting dementia and getting kind of anger issues?
That's a fantastic question. I don't think so, because she has done this, I mean, since I was like 8 or 9. I can remember her telling me I was too skinny, and she would like pay me to eat and gain weight.
God, I had the opposite.
Yeah.
Because I had a relative that was kind of like that everything that I did was all wrong, and, you know, I had to be perfect, and I walked in the room, and it's like, you need lipstick, or I don't like those pants, or I don't like what you're doing, and blah, blah, blah. And I asked other family members if I was the only one that she attacked, and it turns out that she did that to everyone. And I thought it was just me, but she was that's just her personality.
And plus, a lot of other people might not admit to it, you know? They don't want to show that they're sensitive toward that kind of stuff. But after a while, though, it, like, gets to you. And if no one says anything to them, they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And they think it's funny. Like, I'm the one that says what I think. And that's so weird. Yeah. People, I respect you, man. You say what you're thinking. But to a point, that is not good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can agree with you guys. Like, I love her honesty when it's truly, you know, about a subject or whatever, but I don't love her picking me apart.
Right.
How much longer am I supposed to take this until she's gone? Like, I don't know if I should call her out or just skip family events. I can't figure out what direction to take. It's not just going to give me issues with somebody.
Yeah. Being old does not give you a free pass to treat people like crap.
And I'm going to tell you, when you have somebody who verbally picks you apart, especially with the weight thing, because at my situation, I was underweight. And I don't know why everybody was saying, well, I don't see you as a ballet dancer. You're not lanky enough. You need to stop. You know, and I wasn't eating. Yeah. It was just like, why can't you love me the way I am? Why do I have to... Why do I have to be perfect?
Yeah.
Is there a way you could...
It's not going to happen. Nobody's going to be. I just don't... I just don't know how... It's such a weird situation because this is your family you know, one of your elders, like you guys said, you're supposed to respect, and so...
I think that's where you have to, like, stand firm. You tell them, look, I love y'all, but I'm not going to keep putting myself in a situation where I feel like crap every time I leave. Like, when you go around your family, that's when you should, not that you're not putting on, like, you know, you're not dressing up or whatever, but you should not put on any airs when you go around your family. It should be the most comfortable place you can go with not, but then this is the thing. And you're not asking them to change. You're not telling them that they have to stop hanging out with Aunt so-and-so. You're just saying you don't want to deal with it anymore, and that's just a boundary you set up. It's not an argument.
I mean, some criticism is good, and other, you know, from family members, if it's warranted. Otherwise, it's abuse.
I just think anybody that makes you feel like crap after a while, like, you just don't, you just remove yourself from it. And I mean, this is obviously bad that it's gotten to the point you're calling us and you're like, what the hell should I do with this thing? But,
because, you know, if you're focusing on everything that you do negative, it's not getting you anywhere. I would just say, how about positive reinforcement if I walk in this room? Because I'm going to walk out if I hear some.
It's an awful
answer.
No, I would say I'm going to walk out if I hear one thing negative come out of your mouth.
For instance, my mom will say, you need to get your beard trimmed. I don't like it when it's that bushy. And I've said to her, good, because I'm not trying to attract 70-year-old women.
Yeah, she'll backsmack my mother to love me.
She'll backhand me. But, you know.
It just happens.
Think about it this way. If this aunt was like a coworker, would you keep spending time with someone who made you feel like crap after you saw them every time?
No, not in a million years. I would tell them where to go.
Boom. That's a good question.
Exactly.
There it is. Now, it's different if it's your mom, but if this is an aunt, and not even a great aunt. I mean, is she really that great? No. Decent aunt, we'll call her.
Do you want to give it back to her, like, you know, passive-aggressively? And it's not great advice, but you feel like it's a small victory if you're like, you know what? I'll give her a little jab here or there, see
boundaries.
How she likes it.
I've done that, and it doesn't end well.
Hide her purse and make her think she's got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, when people are
something fun like that.
Picking
like
on that. Me, I would go, well, let's talk about what you're wearing. lady.
Yeah.
And your shoes are hideous.
Yeah, but then she's going to be the bad person because she's the young person messing with the elder. And there's that thing about something happened back in the day. It may have been Alzheimer's, dementia, all that stuff, where you respected the elders, but now the elders are looked at as, well, y'all are just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Or they don't know any better. That's a big one, too.
They don't know. Well, it was different in their time.
Yep.
Are you in the toilet right now, man? I heard the toilet just flush. Oh, okay.
Tread lightly. She might poke you in the chops.
I know. She's spicy. Give me. I would just be honest with everybody, because chances are you're going to have a couple allies in that. Some people don't like it either and just hadn't said anything yet.
And just tell her, you know, I love you, but sometimes the way you speak to me, it makes me feel bad when I leave. How about you not do that to me anymore? Or if you
don't want to come off like a bitch.
Unplug her oxygen.
Yeah, that's what you do. Or say, let's go to counseling, and then we'll find out who's really crazy in the family. It's not going to be me. It's going to be you.
Yeah.
I mean, all that makes sense. I guess I need to stop worrying about what everybody else is going to think about me or if they're going to get mad at me and just start worrying about, like, my own mental health and my own peace with all this. I don't have to.
Damn right.
I don't have to put myself in those situations, I guess.
Exactly. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. You have to make the best of every day.
Yeah. True.
Good advice, Paige.
Hell yeah.
Where were you this morning?
Wouldn't have thought of that one.
At 5 a.m. when I was like, God, I got to go do this.
I actually did just get guaranteed tomorrow. So,
Yeah. God just emailed. Says tomorrow's happening.
God said, love the show. Do one tomorrow. I said, thank
God's
you.
Give you an
Anonymous,
extra.
Good luck with all that, though.
Well,
I hate that
you.
She made you feel like crap.
Well, we'll get past it. We'll get past it. She don't have much time left. That's terrible.
She's standing on the cord.
I think it's probably age and illness speaking for her. I wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'll do. That's a good way to take it. That's a good way to put it. I like that.
All right,
that's
my dear. Have a good morning.
Thank you all so much.
All right, we'll see you later.
All right. Hope we don't see you on the news for offing your aunt.
No, don't do that.
No.
Well, then off your aunt. More at 11.
But, like, man, I mean, there's always been that one, and I hate to say it, because I'm the least sexist person in the room. That's Paige. But
she really is.
If it was a man, it would be a far different thing. But because it's the woman talking about everybody, then it's kind of like, well, it's just... That's this aunt, Tilly.
There would have been a fight if it were, you know, like an uncle and a dude. Like, there would have been some fists.
Yeah.
And maybe the aunt doesn't see it. And maybe she thinks she's really giving her good advice and she doesn't see how it's
or
hurting
everybody
other
else
people.
Laughs and it kind of eggs your own a little bit.
Yeah.
Old mean lady. Okay. But also, older people also don't realize that they're talking as loud as they are. So I have to tell my old mom that sometimes. She won't mind me saying this. But
I know what I'm saying.
You're saying it too loud. They're going to hear you saying it. Well, I was just wondering. I don't know if I can say that to them. I'm like, no, you can't. And you shouldn't. Absolutely not. Nothing bad, but just like, you know. She wanted to ask a family member why they were so short one time. And I'm like, no.
How are they
going to
be responsible
they
for
don't,
that?
You didn't get that on my side.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.